The Wall Street Journal reported last week that Amazon staff went undercover on Walmart, eBay, and other marketplaces as a third-party seller called Big River. Their mission was to scoop up information on pricing, logistics, and other business practices. According to the journal, the operation called Big River Services International sells around $1 million a year of goods through e-commerce marketplaces, including eBay, Shopify, Walmart, and Amazon, under names such as Rapid Cascade and Saveya Bliss, obviously.
Right, why not?
Born out of a 2015 plan codenamed Project Curiosity, Big River uses its sales across multiple countries to obtain pricing data, logistics information, and other details about rival e-commerce marketplaces, logistics operations, and payment services. Workers at Big River were given non-Amazon email addresses to use externally in emails with people at Amazon. They used their Amazon email addresses and took other extraordinary measures to keep the project secret. They disseminated their reports to Amazon executives using printed, numbered
Wow.
copies rather than email. And those who
Wow.
worked on the project weren't even supposed to discuss the relationship internally with most teams at Amazon. How was their cover blown, Chris, you might ask? Did
Yes, please tell
somebody
me, Ed.
intercept the printed copies? Well, no. It appears that some of Big River's team members just couldn't help themselves and kept their Amazon profile as their employer on LinkedIn. All right, Chris, this is also A&M's put you on the spot question. A&M wants to know, many will struggle with the ethical dilemma of these tactics by Amazon. Where do you put this on the spectrum? Using a sports analogy from no big deal, you ain't cheating if you don't get caught, to corking bats and Spygate to performance-enhancing drugs. I have lots of questions I want to ask you around this, Chris. So let's get started. Where do you sit with this Amazon conundrum and A&M's question on ethics? First, tell me what your thoughts are about this.
Well, Anne, before I give you my thoughts on this, I have a little confession to make, and so I got to get serious for a
Oh,
second. And
geez. You're talking about beds in the hotel room, and now you're gonna do confessionals?
I know, yeah. It's what hotel are we at? It's like Hotel Confessions with Chris Walton. But no, I'm serious. I'm gonna get serious for a minute. I get asked this question a lot. I get asked it a lot, and
Oh,
so
God.
yes, and I am the grandson of Walmart's founder, Sam Walton, and I
Oh,
was a
shut
longtime
up.
triple agent at Target. And now I report back to Doug McMillon regularly on what it takes to build a retail news powerhouse with just two people and a team of back office support in India. But and Doug and I, we don't communicate. We don't
Sure.
communicate by mail either. We don't
Sure.
go pedestrian like Amazon does in our covert
No.
operation. We communicate by burner phones. We go wire style, and that's how we communicate.
Oh, my
But no,
God.
I mean, that's the point of this, right? Like, and for those of you that thought I'm serious, I'm absolutely not. I'm guessing no one did if you watch the show or listen to the show regularly. But this story, it's just so ridiculous to believe. And I, you know, for me, it just goes, it speaks to like Amazon will go, they'll do anything to win. And so, you know, is it a hard thing to do? Could other people do it? Yes. Have other people probably tried to do similar things? Yes. But for when I stack and I look at this 30,000-foot view, when you have a pending lawsuit on monopoly power and anti-competitive practice, the optics of this are just absolutely awful.
Right.
And
Yes.
so as my freshman English teacher, Steve Silverdale, used to say, honest to God, that was his name, Steve Silverdale used to say, a thousand lashes with a wet noodle, Amazon, because come on, I mean, this is just nuts.
I
Like, what?
mean, okay, so Chris, I have to ask because so here's where my mindset, like, yes, this is crazy, but like let's really break it down. I have to like play devil's advocate a little bit here to try to
Oh,
understand
wow.
where this is
Okay.
going. But okay, so on one hand, you could consider this taking like comp shopping to the next level. And you like brought with all of the buyers that you used to work with, like you guys would do comp shopping. Everybody does comp shopping, like it across multiple industries, right? You're all kind of looking at the competitors' goods, you're breaking them down. But like, can you imagine? Like how, what, just, I'm just thinking of like the psychology of getting an employee at Amazon to do this work. Like, would you have reservations as like a boss asking people to do this or as an employee? Like, yes, I'll sign up to work for Big River. Like, I just, that's the part to me that I just don't understand. Like, as a human being and as a worker, I would just, there'd be so many red flags with this. I just don't know, like, where you cross the line from like, we're just doing comp shopping to like, now I'm actually posing as another person, another company, and like that to me, the ethical thing for me is like really what is concerning here, or what I just don't understand. Like, and so I'm curious, like as a former manager of other buyers, like could you imagine presenting this, and what kind of like consternation would you have as you think about this assignment if it were handed to you?
No, I can't. I mean, I can't. And to me, the parallels with comp shopping aren't even there. Like,
okay,
comp shopping, you're going into a store. It's a publicly available store. You're
sure.
just looking at product and prices. That's all. Okay. That's all the information you're getting.
Okay.
This is totally different. They're going in to learn the ins and outs of how marketplaces work. What's their structure? What's their service agreements? What's their penalties? All the different things that come with that. The amount of intel you're getting through this type of thing is astronomical compared to what I get in the average comp shop.
And then what about product design? Because that's another area too, where like we know that product designers are purchasing other things.
Yep.
They're trying to make their company's version. Like, does that change anything?
No, that's different to me too, because there are legal ramifications in place if someone is explicitly knocking you off, and you can take them to court for that. So I'm curious what comes out of this too.
But yeah.
No, I mean, yes, and everyone is doing that. That's where
yes.
that's where the lines get gray. Like,
right.
Everyone is doing that, but if you're doing it right, you're definitely not ripping it off 100%. Right. There was always some tweak that made it a little bit different. And for my position as a merchant at Target, it was always about giving the best value. So how do I do what they're doing and create some product that has another element of value for the same price?
Okay.
And so that's actually just innovation at the end of the day,
yeah.
and the way I think about it. So, but the point about the how do you recruit this, I think is fascinating too. To me, it just starts with the top-down culture. If the top-down culture is bought into doing these types of things,
yeah,
and you're getting people into the organization, they're going to start to gravitate towards that cultural zeitgeist too. And I could easily see the pitch from the manager being like, hey, we got this super project. You're hand selected for this because we trust that you have the ability to do what we need to do here, to keep this secret, to keep it covert. Like,
yeah.
I can totally hear that play. And I can totally see people lapping it up like milk on the stoop, because I probably would have too if I was like 26, 27 years old, buying into the Amazon idea, right?
Right.
And getting
right. 100% pursuit.
Every
yeah.
year over
yeah.
and over and again. I mean, this has been going on since 2016. Is that what you said?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
That was almost 10 years ago. The
right.
height of Amazon. Amazon's at its power, at peak of its powers.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it all starts with the culture, and I could easily see how this would happen, ethics aside.
Right. Well, last question, Chris, too. So
now
oh my
there's
God. This,
all right.
Now there's this movement of eliminating non-compete clauses. So brand, like you could as a brand, which everyone, you know, there's a lot of scenarios where like for this very reason, you don't want trade secrets being passed between companies. Like, what are your thoughts there? Like, so now they could, does that make it more legal, I guess? Does that remove the gray from this? If like now you could just hire somebody to come over from Walmart, from eBay, from Shopify and tell, and like, you know, their Amazon recruits them and now they're just going into this and telling them all these things.
No, because non-compete is different than confidential information, right? And so, like, there's still legal recourses if someone thinks that you're handing over confidential information. So
sure.
actually, that is still more protective in my mind than what you have going on here, because you're deliberately trying to find confidential or get access to confidential information in a way that you otherwise would not. So that's my take. But I mean, agree with anything. You just asked me three questions that I had
I
no
know.
Idea you're going to ask me. So like,
I know.
Any points on what I said there?
No, but this is why I think this would be a great like debate team scenario. Like I can just see like the HBS business case for like, okay, what was Amazon right here? Was Amazon wrong? Where did they toe the line? Where did they cross it? Like, I don't know. I just, this to me, there's so many angles.
Oh yeah.
So fascinating.
I'm sure the Ayn Randers out there, like, you know, oh yeah, let the businesses do whatever the hell they want to do. They know what the, you know, capitalism, yay, capitalism. Like, let's do this. But like, I don't know. I mean, it's just, the whole thing is just like, why do you need this Amazon? Like, you're already the most powerful retailer in the world. You've got all these lawsuits coming your way. This is just, I don't know. But yeah, not a good week for Amazon on the Fast Five.
No,
man.
no.